With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill into law. The legislation, drafted by Republicans, calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in easily readable font, be displayed in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning there could be lawsuits. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. The displays must be in place in classrooms by the start of 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNNews.com, New Mexico officials have been assessing the damage from two large wildfires. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
What we also believe to be the case, it's not confirmed, that about 500 homes are in that mix, again making this one of the most devastating fires in New Mexico's history.
At least two people have died in the wildfires. It's the first day of summer, but much of the U.S. has been facing summer-like heat for several days now. The far-reaching heat wave continues with alerts and advisories posted in more than a dozen states, from the Great Lakes to the East Coast. Russia is bolstering ties in Asia as it faces international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with Vietnam's leader a day after he reached a strategic partnership with North Korea. And as we mentioned, the new Louisiana law requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments is likely to face opposition, the ACLU promising a lawsuit. This is SRN News. A basketball coach puts his faith on display. SRN's Michael Harrington with that.
The Boston Celtics won the NBA title this week, and during the trophy presentation ceremony after the game, it was impossible not to notice that Joe Mazzulla had put on a T-shirt reading, quote, "But first, let me thank God." The head coach has been quietly outspoken about his faith in press conferences, recently turning a question about race into one about faith. He says he plans to celebrate the championship with a trip to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has granted the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops temporary relief from a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. The judge granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, including one brought by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Mississippi. Several other states are suing as well. This is SRN News. More countries have confirmed the deaths of their citizens during the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Hajj.
Hundreds of pilgrims from Egypt and Indonesia in particular are reported to have died during this year's Hajj, which ended on Wednesday. The heat in Saudi Arabia is often intense and unavoidable for pilgrims, as the timing of the pilgrimage is now moved, according to the lunar calendar, to the middle of summer. The rituals of Hajj involve huge numbers of people moving between various locations in and around Mecca, including Mount Arafat, during the blazing heat of the day. This year, temperatures have been especially fierce. The Saudi authorities have installed various measures to try to beat the heat.
That's the BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. The Bank of England has kept its main interest rate at a 16-year high, even though inflation has fallen. More details at srnnews.com.